Letter to a friend. Dear Trevor, the reason I'm writing is because I've lost your address and have no way of getting in touch with you. For that reason, chances are you won't receive this, in which case you should not feel obligated to reply. If, however, this letter does reach you and you wish to answer, please enclose your current address so I'll know where to send this. By the way, you can ignore the return address on this envelope, as I'm moving next week, and although I don't yet have my new address, I'll be sending it along as soon as I hear from you. Should you have any trouble locating me, please be assured I will contact you as soon as I have my new phone, so by all means give me a call and let me have your number. If it turns out that I'm unable to reach you, please don't hesitate to get in touch, as I always mention it to my friends whenever neither of us hears from the other. Should you encounter any trouble reaching me, please let me know and I will get back to you at once. Then again, if you are unable to reach me, perhaps it would be better not to get in touch because I will most likely be trying to get a hold of you. And of course, if I do reach you, please let me know immediately. Conversely, if I don't reach you, you will probably hear from me right away. Well, evening is rolling around, and as they say in Portugal, it's time to say goodbye. I hope you receive this before you mail your letter. It's so good to communicate this way. Sincerely, Sperla Vaughan. P.S. Should this letter be lost in transit, please disregard. True fact. I saw a guy on the street wearing a T-shirt that said Couples for Christ, but he was alone. And I wondered, what would Jesus think? What's the difference between a drop and a droplet? After all, if you divide a drop into smaller parts, all you get is smaller drops. Big or little, a drop is a drop. Same thing with a crumb. But the odd thing about a crumb is that if you cut a crumb in half, you don't get two half crumbs. You get two crumbs. To me, that sounds like magic. I gotta ask David Copperfield how they do that. When it comes to God's existence, I'm not an atheist and I'm not an agnostic. I'm an acrostic. The whole thing puzzles me. I saw a homeless guy sitting on the sidewalk yammering to himself and repeatedly punctuating his remarks with, "You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?" And I thought, for God's sake, the man is talking to himself. If he doesn't know what he's saying, who would? True fact. On June 8, 1995, Glacier National Park was closed because of too much snow.